Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Gantenbian. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Beckman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Beckman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting second. The left fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Moses reaches second base with a double. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Averill. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel strikes out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Newsom moves to third. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball towards center. Chapman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Chapman. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gantenbian. Fox moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Tebbets reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Higgins scores. Rogel moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges strikes out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-1 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Siebert. Rogel scores. Tebbets scores. McCuskey moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Tigers. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 0-1 in the game. Gantenbian hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-1 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. York moves to second. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian misplays the ball. That's an error on Gantenbian. York scores. Higgins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Verdy Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Higgins scores. Rogel moves to second. 2 outs. It's 6-1, Tigers. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagel strikes out. 1 out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McCuskey hits a fly ball towards left. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. McCuskey moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Fox reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Bill Beckman. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. 1 out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Gantenbien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbien is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantenbien hits a line drive towards first. York catches it and steps on first to double up Moses. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Collins now playing right field. Walt Masters now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-2 in the game. Bridges takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bridges moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Tipton pinch hits for Bob Johnson. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton strikes out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eric Tipton now playing left field. Earl Brucker now catching. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Geringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tipton. Geringer reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. York takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Geringer scores. York moves to second. It's 9-1, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-2 in the game. Nagel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bridges hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 4 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine now playing left field. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Masters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masters takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantenbian hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins scores. Masters moves to second. It's 9-2, Tigers. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to second for the out. Masters moves to third. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Masters scores. Tipton moves to second. It's 9-3, Tigers. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 3 in the game. Nagel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. York hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles pinch hits for Skeeter Newsom. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Walt Masters. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox throws the ball into Rogel, who tags Dean trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Chapman scores. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.